With current lower grain and soybean prices, producers this spring may do the logical thing and cut back on acreage. Agriculture Department economist Bill George told the USDA's Outlook Forum.
Overall, total area for grains and soybeans is projected to fall about 1% to 245 million acres, the lowest since 2011.
However, supplies of grains and oilseeds from the huge 2014 crops added into whatever production we get this season will keep total supplies, as Bill George puts it, ample, so much so that he's expecting further price declines for this next season.
Ranging from 4% for corn to 15% for wheat. Soybean prices are projected to fall 12% next year.
For corn, the smaller acreage with so-called normal weather would produce a crop 4% smaller than last season at 13.6 billion bushels. Bill George says, though, export demand could rebound a little bit with lower expected corn production in the rest of the world. And the U.S. share of the world corn market could increase. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.